Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA Legislative Report for Tuesday, January 30th. As the 2024 legislative session enters its fourth week, all eyes are on Wednesday's cutoff deadline. All bills must be out of their original House Policy Committee by Wednesday to continue moving. That means all House bills have to be out of their original House Policy Committees, and Senate bills have to be out of their Senate committees. The next cutoff impacts bills which have budget impacts. All bills must be out of their original House Fiscal Committee by February 5th in order to remain alive. That means House bills have to be out of the House Appropriations, Finance, Capital Budget, or Transportation Committees, and Senate bills have to be out of the Senate Ways and Means or Transportation Committees. These self-imposed deadlines cause literally hundreds of bills to die in an instant. This allows legislators, as well as advocates, to focus on priorities. The legislature will move through several more cutoff deadlines, further filtering out bills with less importance or those bills that may have difficulty finding the necessary votes. It's important to remember that budget bills and bills considered necessary to implement the budget, or NTIB, are exempt from most cutoffs. Also, there are several ways to revive dead bills, so no bill is officially dead until the ultimate cutoff deadline, sine die, the end of session, March 7th. Because of this week's cutoff, there was rapid-fire executive action in most committees, including a few key education bills. First, let's talk about transportation. Last week, we discussed House Bill 1368, zero-emission buses, and the aborting of a set plan to move the bill out of the Appropriations Committee. Without rehashing details, a proposed second substitute was on the table, along with several other additional amendments. Following a break in the action to discuss the amendments in caucus, the chair set the bill down. It was clear the amendments raised enough concerns to stall the bill. One amendment in particular that the education community was supporting likely caused the most controversy. It would have stopped the bill's zero-emission bus mandate and replaced it with a voluntary grant program for districts that wanted to start transition to zero-emission buses. We also noted that this bill would likely return, which it did yesterday. After negotiating with the sponsor, a new third substitute was brought forward. The third substitute, for the most part, mirrored our request. It removed deadlines for school districts to purchase zero-emission buses and turned the process from a formula-based grant program into a voluntary grant program for eligible districts that chose to apply. There are also several additional amendments to perfect the bill. We won't take the time to walk through them here, but we'll provide details in Friday's This Week in Olympia. The new bill was adopted by the House Appropriations Committee and now moves to the full House, where there will likely be additional amendments that will be proposed. At this point, we can consider this a big win, with more debate to come. Another transportation bill, Senate Bill 6031, was adopted by the Senate Early Learning and K-12 Education Committee yesterday. The bill will allow pupil transportation allocations to be used for vans or other vehicles besides the traditional yellow school bus. Specifically, the bill would allow districts to purchase vehicle types the district deems to be the safest and most effective. The bill moves to the Senate Ways and Means Committee now, where it has already been scheduled for a public hearing on Saturday, February 3rd. The Senate Early Learning and K-12 Education Committee also adopted Senate Bill 6123 yesterday. Senate Bill 6123 is one of the bills we are supporting as an option to Senate Bill 6082, the controversial paraeducator salary increase. Senate Bill 6123 would increase statewide average allocations to districts for all classified staff. We support a move to support all classified staff rather than forcing division and bargaining difficulties by only supporting paraeducators. Additionally, the allocations are provided using the current salary allocation model. This is now in the Senate Ways and Means Committee and is waiting for a hearing. We should also mention Senate Bill 5882, the other bill we are supporting as an option to Senate Bill 6082. Senate Bill 5882 would increase staffing allocations for teaching assistants, office support staff, and non-instructional aides as a part of the prototypical school funding model. The bill was moved out of the Senate Education Committee on January 18th, but was just added to the Senate Ways and Means public hearing list on Saturday, February 3rd. So what about the paraeducator bill? Senate Bill 6082 continues to wait to be added to the Senate Education Committee's executive session list, and tomorrow is the last day for that to happen, and it's not on the list currently. Even though Senate Bill 6082 is not on the Senate Education Committee's executive session list, you need to step back to the beginning of this podcast. After tomorrow, Senate Bill 6082 may be considered dead, but it is highly likely it will be considered necessary to implement the budget, or NTIB, and it will remain alive. Additionally, the governor's paraeducator proposal, which would provide $3 per hour rather than Senate Bill 6082's $7 per hour, is embedded in his operating budget proposal without a separate policy bill. Simply said, we will likely have to continue to address paraeducator compensation, potentially until the waning days of this session, as budget negotiations come to a close. Stay tuned. Finally, we want to take the opportunity to thank the many administrators, school directors, business managers, and students who attended our annual WASA, WASDA, WASBO legislative conference on Sunday, and also for the many attendees that met with legislators yesterday. If you participated, please remember to return your evaluation so we can put your comments in the mix for next year. Additionally, please take a few minutes to send a thank you note to legislators you met with and provide whatever additional information you may have promised them. If you didn't meet with your legislators, use this opportunity to engage with them now. Ask them to support our hot topics, staffing allocations, special education, and school facilities. This would also be a great time to address our late-breaking hot topic that wasn't on the list and urge support for a funding to provide a catch-up in the materials, supplies, and operating costs funding. Work with your business managers or ESD fiscal officers to provide some of the hard data and evidence of significant MSOC underfunding. Truly, we are fighting an uphill battle on this one. However, major push by you can impact your legislators. Bottom line, we appreciate your engagement and we encourage you to continue to engage throughout the remainder of this session. We need you. Thank you for listening.